Measure C. It's coming up next month on the ballot for Santa Rosans. It is a rent control ordinance, and it would cap rents at 3%. And on the KSRO live line with us is a real estate longtime realtor and the host of the Real Estate Hour here on KSRO. Mike Kelly is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. You know, I didn't really think about how much realtors might have invested in something like Measure C, but apparently they do. So the pro Measure C's, the pro people who want rent control in Santa Rosa, have raised a little over $125,000 to support it. The anti Measure C folks have raised nearly $900,000 to oppose it. And apparently, Mike, a lot of that money is coming from realtors. Why?
Yeah. Because realtors have seen, you know, firsthand just what rent control do to a city, create an incredible bureaucracy. In this case, with our rent control measure C, they also wish to do what they call just cause evictions, which is going to be an absolute nightmare for trying to get a problem tenant out of a property. You're going to have to The landlord is going to have to prove that there is an issue with this tenant. So that's one of the main things that we're extremely upset about. Also, the 3% cap.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, Pat, but you know, things go up more than 3% a year. You know, so we have expenses, and we think the 3% is definitely, you know, an issue. I really feel for tenants who have seen their rents go up. But, you know, the real estate market's soared up, too, so it kind of goes with, it's kind of a two-way street.
And, Mike, I'm sure you guys talked about this on your show on Sunday, and I'm at church, and so I can't listen. But, as you know, landlords would become more selective with who they choose to get in their homes, and it would basically reduce people that have poor credit.
Well, you know, right now, Larry, we're seeing incredible, and this is kind of a phenomenon because of the real estate market. We're getting people that are, you know, tenants that have FICO scores that are absolutely incredible, 750, 800, you know, so it's, I've spoke with a number of property managers, and today it's, for them, it's kind of a gold mine. I mean, they have, they're not getting problematic, you know, tenants, because usually when there's plenty of properties available, you know, you want to get them filled. So the, you know, the alleged gene pool kind of, you know, kind of goes down. But nowadays, with the way they're so tight, and some people are just not going to buy in this market because they may sense there may be a bubble, which I don't believe in. But just the cost of buying a home is so expensive. They're renting. They can afford to do that. They just don't have a down payment. So hence the FICO scores are 750, 800. So we're getting really good tenants. Okay, our biggest issue is that, you know, the city's going to spend like $1.4 million a year annually on this. And
yes,
if you saw
true.
The article yesterday about subsidizing, there was one guy, report they did that we need 17,000 newly subsidized rental units. I got news for you. That's just not going to happen.
Well, let me ask you a question about numbers, Mike, because you've got your finger on the pulse. What percentage of home buyers are buying in Sonoma County to use those homes as rentals or vacation properties? About what percentage?
You know, I would say that's mostly vacation rental properties. So you're getting those get into, you know, probably in the, you know, like over 7 range.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to have certain amenities, Pat, in certain locations. I mean, not that many, you know, believe it or not. I mean, we have a few that are by estate properties, which they use them, you know, for rentals. But you got to, it's very selective, and the county's really cracked down on it now. You really have to apply, and there's certain criteria. So in that regard, that's working very well. But, you know, the vast majority of people are buying for homes.
Okay.
They want to move in and live there because they're tired of paying rent.
Well, it's interesting to me how Measure C, which is going to be the only thing on the ballot June 6th in Santa Rosa, you know, everybody's trying to get voters out that day for one thing.
Plus the tax on marijuana.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. So a couple of things on the ballot. But it's interesting to me how this particular issue, rent control in Santa Rosa, has so many tentacles that reach, you know, into so many areas of living here in Sonoma County, like real estate and realtor investors. Mike, thanks for spending some time and trying to help us sort this out this morning. Appreciate it.
Anytime, you guys. Glad to help.
All right. That's Mike Kelly from the Real Estate Hour here on KSRO, and a guy who knows about real estate around here probably more than anyone.